Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. My name is Eric Gallagher, and today I'll be sharing with you what God is doing in my life. Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always, in every moment and in every place. My name is Eric Gallagher, and I'm excited to share with you today's reflection. Now, before we get into the reflection, I want to make a quick invitation once again to you in response to Pope Francis declaring this year as the year of St. Joseph. We're inviting you and everyone in the Come Follow Me community to participate in the 33-day preparation and consecration to St. Joseph. This preparation begins on Monday, February 15th, and ends on the Solemnity of St. Joseph on March 19th. Throughout that time, we'll be discussing the life of St. Joseph daily in our community and offering times to pray with one another. Find out more at comefollow.me/consecration. I was deeply struck as I was going through the gospel for today, and I want to start by reading that to you from the Gospel of Mark. Jesus left the district of Tyre and went by way of Sidon to the Sea of Galilee, into the district of the Decapolis. And people brought to him a deaf man who had a speech impediment and begged him to lay his hand on him. He took him off by himself away from the crowd. He put his finger into the man's ears and, spitting, touched his tongue. Then he looked up to heaven and groaned, and he said to him, "Ephphatha," that is, "be opened." And immediately the man's ears were opened, his speech impediment was removed, and he spoke plainly. He ordered them not to tell anyone, but the more he ordered them not to, the more they proclaimed it. They were exceedingly astonished, and they said, "He has done all things well. He makes the deaf hear and the mute speak." Now, I had all kinds of the obvious kind of things that came to me with this, of just the things that I desire to be healed, to be changed in my life. I actually just talked to someone a couple of days ago. I'd called, and they had this desire for one of their family members to receive healing, the healing that we find in the gospel, and just imagining what that could do for their family. But as I read the gospel passage today, what struck me was this reality that Jesus, saying this phrase, "Ephphatha," to a deaf man, someone who couldn't hear. He was speaking to someone who couldn't hear, and that person received his words. He received the gift, the grace that Jesus had to give him. And this is really a powerful thing that we can take away today. God's words can penetrate the deafest of ears. Our words can't penetrate those ears. Our words can't get across to some people. Our words can't make a difference sometimes. If you've made attempts like me, or you've just tried to be present and you've tried to kind of help people who are struggling, and you just want to pull your hair out sometimes because you, what you're doing doesn't seem to be received. God can penetrate deaf ears. Now, this was my story as a young high schooler, struggling with a lot of the things that high schoolers struggle with, different friendship things, some struggles at home with the family. And I remember being so angry at God And I had a really, really good group of adults in my life. The church that I grew up in was very positive. There are a lot of adults that were there to kind of teach me about the faith. But I didn't care. I wanted nothing to do with God. I was so angry at God. And so I went to this camp just to simply get away from all of it. And I knew that my dad would allow me to go if it was a church thing. And so it was really my way to escape. And long story short, I just remember getting into one of the nights of prayer and just being invited to meet Jesus. It was almost as if I had been brought there, a deaf man brought there to hear and to receive Jesus. And I can remember it so clearly, God touching me and my heart being opened, my eyes being opened, my ears being opened, a deaf man able to hear, a blind man able to see. And looking back now, over 20 years ago, only by God's grace, only the person of Jesus could have done that. And what a gift that it was. And it's really been something that has caused me to go out. And in the gospel, we hear like they can't contain the excitements. God, Jesus is telling them, ordering them to not tell anyone, but they can't contain the excitements of how good God is and how awesome it is. Today, I invite you to entrust the people in your lives that are deaf, that are blind, the ones who you know are so desirous of change. You know that they're missing something. You know that they're lacking something. I pray today that we can entrust those people over to the Lord, that we, our hearts would surrender those people, would bring those people to the Lord. Pray that we would be open to how we can invite those people into something more and bringing them to a place where God can heal them, can help them to hear, help them to see. And of course, for ourselves in the ways that we are blind and in the ways that our eyes need to be opened, that God might come in and touch them. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, your words can penetrate deaf ears. Your words can heal. Your words, your touch can bring life. We entrust our families, our loved ones. We entrust those people closest to us that we love and that we desire for them to have life, for them to be healed, for them to have joy and peace. We know that you can make all things new. But also, Lord, today we pray for ourselves, that we might surrender today our areas of blindness, that we might bring them to you, begging you to heal, begging you to help us to see and to hear. We ask this in your name. Amen. Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.